Hello and good morning. So let's see if you can recognize this. Have you ever gone to the market and you saw something you liked and you stopped at the store or the shop to purchase that thing, and then when you're trying to bargain on the price, you sort of say things like, this dress, I don't even like it that much. I just feel like I need this color, or, well, I can do without this dress. It's not really that important. I can just, I just wanted to just try and buy that. I didn't even plan for it. If I just want to just buy it, you know? I don't know. I'm sure this is ringing a bell somewhere at the back of your mind. Well, that's what today's topic is all about, my dearie. Putting down something. Now, the funny thing about what I just said is that we're all guilty of it in one way or another. And at that point in time, when you're trying to bargain, you want that particular thing. Most of the time, you really, really want it. But you feel if you show enough interest in it, the price would most likely spike and become too expensive. So you just rub it on the ground and even start walking away as if you had no interest in it in the first place, and so that the seller could call you back to come and take it. And it actually works, especially if you try it around those local markets. You'll find some very desperate people, and then you would meet some people in that same local market where you try this with, and based on the fact that it's not up to the purchase value, they don't budge. They allow you walk away. So you eventually either come back to buy it at the last price they gave, or you go elsewhere. Now, there's some category of people who also use this trick. Okay, I'm just going to mention two. So outside, also do it on an everyday basis. We have guys who do it as well. And we have people who do it as well, maybe same sex or whatsoever, but I'm sort of using it this way. Even girls do it as well to some guys. Now, when I'm talking about guys and girls, I mean in relationships or trying to get someone to go into a relationship with you or have a sexual relationship with you, that kind of thing. Most of the time, you find these people, most especially guys, they start running down the ladies, or when they try to have and she doesn't respond the way they feel she should have responded, they just start running her down, bashing her. You know, when they see her come around where they are with their guy friends or whatever, you see them start making mockery of her, calling her names or sending her texts trying to demean her. You that is even ugly that I was even trying to manage like this. It's all part of the game. And at that point in time, based on the fact that they have been rejected, they are hiding their shame in that pride. They're trying to just put you down so that they can feel good about themselves, that I wasn't rejected. No. She's not even worth it in the first place. And instead of ending it there, they go forward to start trying to make the girl feel less of herself so that she could be desperate a little bit, you know. Like, as a day like this, now if you know, behave, she'll learn her next year, you know, those kind of immature, childish talk. You also see the next category of persons, which could be girls saying it to girls or guys saying it to guys. For example, now most of these people know they are not perfect. That's the ironic thing. Everyone knows they aren't perfect. They have one aspect or the other flawed. So what they have to do is, when they try to feel good about themselves in order to get that esteem and that happiness they want, and maybe some sort of respect from people, they put others down. You could see things like body shaming, work shaming, family shaming. You know, the shaming comes from different angles. You know, you start poking holes at flaws that are visible. And that doesn't really mean that there is anything wrong with the person in question. There's just that person who cannot afford a normal self-esteem, cannot afford to be happy in himself. So he's trying to put others down so that he or she can get his head above the water, so that he doesn't drown in his own lack of esteem. And then you see that this thing ends up crushing people's spirit and hurting them, because they're trying to feel good about themselves or because they just can't afford the kind of life you can afford, so they feel just bashing you at that point in time is good. But then there is one other person who uses this, and it is very, very sad, and that is Satan. He also does this when you're trying to get close to the Lord. He bashes you. He reminds you of your faults. He reminds you of your fears. He reminds you of your incapacity. But that this is where God doesn't even come close to the other examples I gave you, because in your weaknesses, He loves you. And when He points those weaknesses out, He doesn't do it to put you down. He actually does it to raise you up. Maybe in our next podcast, we'll talk about the three voices so we can properly discern where we are speaking, where God is speaking, and where Satan is speaking. I think that would help a little bit. So Satan is the one who points out these laws and tries to put you down so you don't go forward, because he has something to gain. Yes, you're not moving closer to the Lord is something he gains, putting you away. You know, keeping you in depression, keeping you in sadness, keeping you in worries and anxiety. But I have a word for you sort of today. Isaiah 43 verses 1. I love it so much. It says, "But now, O Jacob," so you could replace it with your name. "But now, O gift, listen to the Lord who created you. O gift, the one who formed you says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, you are mine.'" No, it's so personal. He's not trying to say, "Oh, I just helped your life. You are mine. I called you by name. I paid the price for you because you're worth it." And that is the only identity that you need to have at the back of your mind. So I pray that this week and this month and for the rest of the month of this year and for the rest of the years of your life, as much as you can, you would remember where your value is. Like that purchaser who would, that seller who would stand his ground knowing the purchase value of that particular good and refuse to bend. You have to know your value in the Lord, that He has paid the price and you are worth it a million times over and over again. Just stand your ground and trust in the Lord, and He will give you strength to overcome the challenges that try to put you down, in Jesus' name. So thank you, and see you next time.